Message number 202. Explain the horror of hell to those who are blind to existence of Satan. Saturday, September 24, 2011 at 22:15. My dearly beloved daughter, why does man persist in denying the existence of hell? Many of my children who consider themselves to be modern in their outlook publicly deny the existence of hell when proclaiming their belief in God the Eternal Father. They mislead my children when they use the excuse that God is ever merciful. By convincing my children that all will go to heaven, they unwittingly become responsible for those who follow their faulty doctrine. Satan exists and therefore so does hell. Hell is a place where Satan takes those souls who show allegiance to him on earth. These are the souls who push aside all thoughts of God and promote the acceptance of evil acts in the world. In some cases, people can even sell their souls to Satan in exchange for a life of wealth, celebrity, and power. Many in the music industry have done this over the years. Little thought is given as to the way in which their allegiance is made, very often through group inaugurations carried out through occult practices. On the other side, there are those who live what they consider to be simply fun-filled, carefree lives where they constantly crave self-gratification. They are just some of the souls who, on arrival at the gates of hell, are shocked and shake their heads in disbelief at the fate that awaits them. They cannot accept that this terror they face is of their own making. The freedom given to them on earth was abused in favor of everything that offends God. Children of mine, please explain the horror of hell to those who are blind to the existence of Satan. No matter if they laugh and hurl abuse at you, it is your duty to warn them of the terrifying fate that awaits any poor soul who ends up there. Atheists who on their deathbed believe that their suffering will end on their last breath, hear me now. For those of you who deny the existence of God on this earth, although the truth has been revealed to you during your lifetime, your suffering in the fires of hell will be only the beginning of eternal damnation. You, my poor souls who commit grave sin through your own free will, reject me. Instead, you chose Satan. He awaits you after death. I will be nowhere to be found. For by then it will be too late to show you my mercy. Pray all of you so together we can save these souls. Satan must not be allowed to steal their souls. Help me save them while they still live on earth. Your beloved Jesus.